Please be seated. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. This is a homily from Father Clark. The criminal was being led into the courtroom by the bailiff. On the way, the criminal asked, "Is the judge a tough one?" The bailiff said, "Yes, he is. He's as tough as Pilate, as Pontius Pilate." The criminal said, "Was this Pilate judge tough? I never heard of him since I ain't from this area." Gratefully, our Lord is not as tough on us as we were on him when we accused him before Pontius Pilate. St. Paul tells us, you can depend on this as worthy of full acceptance, that Christ came into the world to save sinners. There are three parables that specifically address God's forgiveness. The first and the second are very simple, similar. The good shepherd who seeks the one lost sheep and the woman who seeks the one lost coin. They tell us, each of us, just how important we are to God. God is not ready to say, "I have so many people that believe in me and love me that just one or two aren't important." We are all important, and God loves us. The third parable is the story of the prodigal son. I think it's a magnificent description of the divine human dynamic. Some people may find the story offensive and feel it is unfair, like the elder son did. If God were to stick by what is fair and give us what we are due and what we deserve, we'd all be in trouble. We must be grateful for God, whose sense of love outweighs his sense of fairness. The story shows us that God's mercy is always there, but it depends on us as to where we receive it, whether we receive it. If we move away from God, God's mercy cannot reach us until we recognize where we are and come to our senses, as a young man did in this parable. He turned himself 180 degrees around. Notice he came home intending to be only a servant, a hired hand. But he was fully restored in his father's home and his father's love. I'd like to also mention another aspect of forgiveness between God and ourselves. Sometimes in life we have to forgive God. Terrible things happen in people's lives. That's part of being human. But sometimes people blame God and they spend many years angry at God because of what happened. As with anger and resentment, if we carry it around for long, it will eat us up inside. At times it may be understandable, but even then, it does no good to hang on to it. It will drag us down and destroy our peace of mind. The only thing any of us can do when we have questions about why things happen, or even when we get angry about things, is to reaffirm our faith that God is in charge and knows what he's doing. We have to trust that he loves us. Meditating on the cross can help us do that. To sum all this up, we must be patient with God and trust him. Thankfully, he is patient with us. If life takes us in the wrong direction and we get lost, God will seek us out and take us back. But we have to choose not to stay lost, and in humility, head back home. Homecoming will be something very special and to celebrate. Amen.